vibrato. The first thing we're going to cover is vibrato. Vibrato is one of the most important techniques. If you play without any vibrato, the notes have no real inner life. They're not animated with a human voice, so to speak. So it's important that you have some command of vibrato. There are a number of different vibratos. There are hand vibratos, but we'll cover that a little later on in the section on hand effects. There are different sounding vibratos at different speeds, some heavier than others. The first thing I'm going to show you is kind of an all-purpose vibrato. It's done in the throat with the epiglottis. And to produce this sound, you simply find this place in your throat. For instance, where you cough, where you would go outward on a regular cough. Now try to do it in. Just do it very lightly. And if you do it in a consistent, evenly spaced way like this, you will actually have a vibrato. If I just continue to do that and put the harp in front of my mouth, you would hear a vibrato, and I'm going to do that right now. Now you can do it on a chord as well, remember. Now, of course, you have to be able to do vibrato on blow notes as well. So I'll play a blow vibrato on the first hole and then on the third hole. If you listen to good singers, they'll frequently use vibrato at the end of their notes. You don't necessarily have to maintain a vibrato all the way through when you play a note, but before the note trails off, it's good to put one on. A good way to practice this is to start out with little groupings. For instance, do repetitions in groups of five like this. Now take it up to seven. And eventually sustain it. You can also do this on chords. Now, you may find that your body has a different natural speed and that the way your throat catches may feel comfortable at a speed that's slower or faster than mine. That's okay. That'll be your own personal signature. There are other types of vibratos, some produced from other parts of our breathing apparatus or are produced in other ways. I have one that's a fast vibrato produced by kind of rapid bobbing of the Adam's apple. I'm just breathing in as I'm making my Adam's apple go up and down very, very rapidly. Another vibrato that's very effective and one that I use frequently and is kind of one of my signatures is a very, very heavy and slow vibrato. Now, this is produced in a similar way to the first one I showed you, only it's just heavier, harder, and deeper. You almost have to find the sweet spot in the reed and then let the reed do the work. When you find that spot, grab it and just let it happen. Now try playing a vibrato on the first hole. You have to find just the amount of tension to let the reed do the work. And if you have the right amount of tension on it, you'll get a very beautiful, warm, rich, and sonorous sound from the first hole. Now, another kind of vibrato that's very useful in its place is the tongue vibrato. Very useful on bent notes, especially on the second and third holes. You're kind of really just saying, yo, 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 yo. Just saying it silently, but your tongue is making those motions. So you'll get a vibrato that way. I don't use that as a general use type vibrato, but it is useful on bent notes because sometimes on bent notes, when you try using the throat to do it, sometimes the note does not wave in an even fashion. It can be a little staccato. So this is effective when you're ending on a bent note, in the second or third hole especially. And it makes it easy to adjust the speed.